Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 171, The Father Runs. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. Luke 15:20. Just let that settle for a moment. Still a long way off. He hadn't cleaned himself up first. He hadn't rehearsed his apology to perfection first. He hadn't proven anything yet. He was still far away, and he was already seen. That tells us something about God that I need you to hear carefully. For the father in that parable to spot his son from so far away, he had to have been watching that road every single day. Every morning, eyes on the horizon. Every evening, the same road, the same searching gaze of a man who is waiting for someone. God is not sitting with his arms folded, waiting for you to show up. He is out there, scanning the horizon for you right now. And when he saw him, the text says the father's heart was filled with compassion. Not anger. Not, I told you so. Not a mental inventory of everything the son had done wrong. Compassion. He looked at that worn-out figure coming up the road, and he saw the weariness. Not the guilt. He saw the son who needed to come home. Not the son who deserved a lecture. And then he ran. In that day, in that culture, a man of standing did not run. To run was to surrender your dignity. It was to expose yourself. It was to make a scene in front of the whole village. And the father didn't think twice. He gathered up his robe and he ran, because love always covers the distance faster than shame can stop you. Before the son even arrived, the father was already there. And before the rehearsed speech, because the son had a speech, you know he did. He'd been practicing every word on the road home. Before a single syllable of that speech, the father held him, kissed him. The father's grace does not receive you based on what you deserve. It receives you based on what he has already chosen to be for you, before you ever opened your mouth. That is what is happening in this scene. This is not a story about the son who came back. This is a story about the father who ran. And if you're listening today and there is something that has been pulling you away from God, a choice you made, a habit you kept, a wound you let fester, a silence that just went on too long, I want you to know he is already watching the road. He has already seen you, and he is already running. So here is what I'm asking you to do today. Right now, talk to God. Name out loud the one thing that has been pulling you away. It doesn't have to be eloquent. It just has to be honest. Tell him, I'm coming home today. And then, before this day is over, take one concrete step back toward him. Make that phone call. Put that thing down. Walk into that room and close the door and pray. One step. Just one. The Father is already running toward you. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.